case number 12844, Mangala Kupa and Sabiachi Bain seek variances from the side yard setback requirements for a proposed addition to an existing structure. Sections 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Gooseberry Avenue within the Light Hype subdivision. The 911 address is 34233 Gooseberry Avenue in Ocean View. The zoning district is MR RPC. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 17, Parcel 1057. The applicant is seeking a 7-foot variance and a 6-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement. We have one letter of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Is the applicant present? You can come forward and be sworn in. Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mangala Cooper, 34233 Gooseberry Avenue, Ocean View, Delaware.
Thank you.
Sabiachi Bain, 34233 Gooseberry Avenue, Ocean View.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
So we want to build an ADA bathroom for my son. The current house does not has a regular bathroom. We need to build a roll-in shower and a wheelchair accessible bathroom for my son. The property has a slab foundation. So breaking an existing bathroom, one of the contractors we asked to come and seek guidance basically said you can't build a roll-in. There'll still be a kind of a obstacle. That it can't just roll into the shower. They suggested to build it outside, not modify the inside, build it outside. We have space in the back of the lot, but they said that the grading of the lot is such that if you were to build a bathroom, should I slow down? Can you?
No, we can understand.
So if we build it in the back of the house where we do have space to do it, they said the grading is such that it would be almost impossible or very expensive to do it. So their suggestion is to do it in the front on the left side. The lot is wider in the front and narrower in the back. The left side of the house is where my son's, my son's bedroom is. So we're hoping to have a bathroom connected to his bedroom for privacy. And we need a minimum of 10x10 because with the ADA bathroom, you need to have two-person lift, you know, that needs to be navigated around inside. So the minimum requirement for that is a minimum of 10x10. For us to get a 10x10 bathroom there, which is ADA compliant bathroom, our side setback is
10 feet 3 inches.
In the front, it's 17.4. In the back, it's 10.3. So we're hoping to build it in the front where we have a wider setback. But even with that, a 10x10 means that we would have to cross the setback. We think that we will not go beyond leaving 3 feet with our neighbor. And on one side, because it's sloped narrow to the back, so it's a 10x10 even would leave 3 feet setback on the back side.
Referring to this diagram.
Yeah, and the 4 feet setback in the front of that 10x10. We have no intention to use any other setbacks outside that ADA bathroom. It's just for the bathroom. I guess that's why we're seeking variance on the side setback. My side neighbor happens to be my sister, and there is a support letter.
That's convenient.
Yeah. So we actually bought the homes together to retire here in the future. So she has given a letter of consent to.
Homeowners Association, is that needed? Approval?
There is a homeowners association, but we have to go to them after this. Without variance, we can't have a contractor build up a package to submit to HOA. So that's still something that we need to cross. We just have to comply with their rules in terms of aesthetics and things like that.
You have well and septic, or is it
It's a brand new, it's actually 2023.
Public sewer and water?
Yeah.
Yeah, public sewer.
Okay.
It's a new building.
You looked at other options? You thought of another, something else to, besides doing this?
Means either we have to build it at the back, the sewer grading is not there because it's a, all that, you know, slab foundation. The land doesn't have any grading, it's a flat.
Okay.
And only option is either this side or that side. The side that we are showing is where the existing sewer line is. So tap into that existing outside sewer line is much easier.
We don't have an option of building on the right side also because the setbacks are very similar either way. The left side makes more sense because that's where the sewer line is and that's also where my son's bedroom is, so.
Okay, thank you.
I see on the, you submitted a drawing showing where the bathroom is gonna go in blue and a red line for the new setback. And one spot it says 4 foot offset and the other spot it says requested offset 3 foot.
So I think Jennifer asked about keep the dimension over there. We are just asking 3 feet parallel to the existing building line. And that corner obviously because of the offset approximate is four, it may not be four, but it has to be definitely more than three.
Okay, so I wanna make sure I'm understanding right. That corner of the building is gonna need a 7 foot variance and the other corner is only gonna need a 6 foot variance.
No.
No, we are asking for 3 feet or 3 feet offset from the existing building line.
You want the new setback to be 3 feet?
Exactly.
For that corner?
Yes.
But the other corner is gonna be a little further away.
Yeah,
correct.
And that will be more than three.
So it's 10 foot, you wanna reduce it to 3 foot in one corner and 4 foot in the other?
From a setback standpoint, yes.
Yeah, okay, all right, I understand, thank you.
I think the building boundary is a little bit more than 10 feet in the front, but it's a 17.4 to 10 feet on the back, so.
Come.
Got a curve.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sharp?
I have no further questions.
A question for Ms. Norwood. If this were approved by us and then subsequently approved by the HOA, is there, through the permitting process, is there any fire marshal review?
I don't know if building code would get, but it might depend on a building code aspect, but I'm not sure building code, when they come into play of how close to the next house, if that's what you're asking. But typically residential, I don't think fire marshal gets involved unless it was going to be built too close to the house, not,
okay.
Yeah, well, interior.
Yeah, I saw the picture and I'm thinking, I'm trying to envision a 10 foot addition on that side. Any utility impact where you're proposing to build the bathroom?
The gas line and the sewer line is just next to it.
I see
so
that.
So it just, we are assuming that it is going straight down to the road.
They may have to move slightly the sewer. They may have to move like a sprinkler system is there a little bit, but that's.
Yeah. It looks like your natural gas input comes in there. And
yep. And based on the variance and where the bedroom is situated, we're hoping that the whoever is building that would be able to make ideal use of the variance to make sure that it never exceeds that.
I think second page has a picture, so obviously you cannot visualize the 10 by 10, but at least it will give you
right.
Some idea.
And may I add, sir, in the community, this is a community of single family homes. For some reason, there is older homes and newer homes, and some of the older homes have a lot less, visually speaking, seem to be a lot more closer than where these homes are situated, where there seems to be ample space next to the single family homes.
Thank you.
Anything, Mr. Hastings? Thank you. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
That concludes your presentation.
Okay, thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12844 for Mangala Kupa and Ms. Bain? Mr. Bain?
If there's anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this case, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12844 and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12844 for Ms. Kupa and Mr. Bain for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property's unique physical conditions due to its size and shape and the sloping grade on the rear of the property. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So they vote 4-0. Your case is approved.